Duke Energy is the nation's largest power company, supplying electricity to more than 7 million customers in the Southeast and the Midwest. But for the past 6 years, the Charlotte company has also been quietly building a separate startup business that sells wind and solar power to other utilities and businesses. WFAE's David Borex reports.
Regulators have forced Duke Energy and utilities elsewhere to provide a mix of alternative energy, like wind and solar, in response to environmental concerns. Duke also has responded to this growing demand by starting a separate company to sell clean energy to utilities, corporations, and universities. It's called Duke Energy Renewables. In 6 years, Duke Energy Renewables has grown to about 350 employees and invested $4 billion in solar and wind facilities that stretch from the Carolinas to California. Those facilities are on display at the company's new Renewable Energy Monitoring Center at NASCAR Plaza Uptown. Surrounded by computers and a wall of screens, 20 employees work 12-hour shifts. Company President Greg Wolf calls it the nerve center.
We can look at down to an individual site, both on cameras for security and monitoring as far as production. And then if there is an issue with a specific turbine, for example, they can even drill down and help diagnose that here from Charlotte and then work with our field technicians.
Nearly 50 sites now generate about 2 gigawatts of electricity annually. That ranks Duke Energy Renewables about 6th nationally. Competitors include other utilities and alternative energy specialists. The subsidiary does not sell to parent Duke Energy, in part because of rules that limit what Duke Energy Renewables can charge its sister company. Basically, the rules prohibit Duke from inflating rates based on the energy it buys from another company it owns.
The franchise side of Duke, the utility side, has already invested a lot in solar, and we've got plenty of growth opportunities elsewhere, and so we've kept them separate.
Wolf says Duke's renewable energy business is growing about 20% annually versus 4 to 6% for the company overall. After 6 years, it's profitable and now generates more than $250 million a year in revenue. That's a drop in the bucket compared to the company's overall annual revenues of more than $25 billion, but Wolf expects the division to contribute more than $100 million to Duke's overall profits next year. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.